So I'm here with Brother Brian K. Ashton, who is the second counselor in the Sunday School General Presidency, and I am joined by his wife, Melinda. So we're excited to have you guys today.
Thank you.
You guys are the devotional speakers for today, or Brother Ashton is, and Sister Ashton's here helping out, supporting.
Yes.
So I guess if you guys want to tell a little bit about yourselves, and we'll just kind of jump into the interview from there. So,
do you want to take that one?
Sure. Well, we met at BYU.
Awesome.
Brian was my home teacher, so home teaching works. but we, after BYU, we were in Chicago and Boston and then Las Vegas for 13 years. And then we moved to Highland, Utah. And 3 weeks after we moved there, we found out we were going on a mission. So we went to Houston, Texas South Mission for 3 years, which was awesome. And then we moved back to Highland. And we have 7 kids. 6 of them are boys, and the one right in the middle is a girl. And they range from 20 to 6. And they keep us busy.
And we have 2 on missions, one in Calgary, Canada, and one in Everett, Washington.
Awesome. Well, you guys sound like you have a happy family, so that's good. So I guess, so I had the opportunity. What they do is they send us the devotional address.
Yeah.
So I had a chance to read through it and see what you're going to talk about. And Sister Ashton, you're more than welcome to jump into thoughts and things like that. So I guess my first question I have to ask for you is you talk a little bit, do you want to share the address or the title of your address and why you chose this topic?
Well, it's called Learning is a Spiritual Endeavor. And it's interesting, in addition to my work with the Sunday School Presidency, I also work with BYU Pathway Worldwide. And as I've gone around the world and I've seen how people are, BYU Pathway Worldwide is all in English. So I go to these places around the world where English is not their first language. And yet we have classes in English and these people speak very well. And they've, as I talk with them about how did they do so well, they've said, I had to get the Spirit to help me teach. My own experience is, to help me learn, not to teach. My own experience is that when I have the Spirit in my life, I learn much faster. And when I have the Spirit to a lesser degree, it's harder to learn. So I thought that would be useful for students.
Yeah, I think so too. What was cool is you, in your address, you speak a little bit about having to learn some different languages. Mm-hmm. I can actually relate on my mission. I served in England and I had to learn a little bit of Mandarin Chinese.
Oh, wow.
And so you spoke about the different tones and things that, yeah. You know, it's hard to hear if you can't hear those tones. And I guess the first question I want to ask is a little bit about what was it like? How did you feel when you were struggling to learn those tones? And how does that kind of relate to the students who are learning to struggle or struggling to learn, I guess?
I mean, it was frustrating. I really wanted to learn Mandarin Chinese, and I couldn't hear the tones that are so important in that language. And, you know, I was trying really hard, and I just wasn't making any progress. Of course, it turned me to the Lord. I had to pray about it. I had to really seek his help. Eventually, I had a professor who realized I was trying and sent me for some testing, and we found out that I couldn't hear those tones. You know, the Lord does intervene eventually, but he oftentimes lets us struggle, and I learned through that struggling, that process of struggling. When I was finally called on my mission to Peru, and I had to learn Spanish, having gone through that experience with trying to learn Mandarin was helpful.
Yeah, I believe it. And I love that you spoke about how now you have a better understanding of Spanish. And I guess if you could compare the two feelings of not knowing Mandarin and learning Spanish, I guess, can you compare the feelings of, does that make sense?
I think so. Trying to learn Mandarin was very frustrating and was discouraging. It turned me to the Lord. Learning Spanish did the same thing, but I eventually learned it. That was the big difference. Mm. And I think the feeling is of having learned Spanish is more one of the Lord does sustain us. And he'll bless us. We do have to go through trials. Sometimes it's very, very difficult. But eventually we come out of those trials. And the scriptures talk about the joy of redemption. I think that's the feeling I had when I finally learned Spanish. You know, I've received this blessing, and I'm still grateful for his help as I speak Spanish, and very aware that if I don't have his help, it can go downhill pretty quickly.
And don't you think that you had a different mindset when you were learning Spanish because you felt that the Lord wanted you to learn Spanish, where when you were learning Chinese, maybe you weren't sure if he wanted you to or not, so you maybe had a different mindset that maybe, you know, I have this disability, I can't learn it.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I think that I didn't know to make learning Mandarin a spiritual endeavor. I simply started praying because I didn't know where else to turn. But by the time I learned Spanish, it had become a spiritual endeavor, and I was well along that path. So, absolutely.
I love that because I think it's going to be super – I think students are going to be able to relate to that. We're here trying to learn and grow and trying to, you know, pick whatever degree that we decide on. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes we do struggle and we can't figure it out. How much do you think the Holy Ghost helped you? Or I guess what's the comparison of when you went through that spiritual endeavor?
Well, the Holy Ghost always helps us to learn truth. I think it's very, very difficult, if not impossible, to learn truth without the help of either the light of Christ or the Holy Ghost. So when I learned Spanish, my feeling is the Spirit helped me. You know, I couldn't have done it without the Spirit. And I give the Holy Ghost or the light of Christ 100% of the credit. Now, that doesn't mean I didn't have to put in effort. I actually had to work very, very hard. But when I finally was able to truly speak well, you know, that was a blessing from the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, I believe that. And so now that you've had this opportunity to work for Worldwide, BYU Pathway, I'm sure you can relate to some of these students that are having to learn English, who are having to learn a new language for, you know, their desires and stuff.
Well, and so in conjunction with Self-Reliance Services and the Missionary Department, BYU Pathway Worldwide has produced something called English Connect. In a year, someone can go from speaking no English to speaking English well enough to get into Pathway Connect, the first year program at BYU Pathway Worldwide. And, you know, there are tens of thousands of church members who want to learn that. I wish I could sit down with each one of them and say, if you'll make this a spiritual endeavor, you'll succeed. Some of them who make it more of a worldly effort will succeed. They won't have as much help or they won't learn it as quickly. Eventually, though, if they do the work, they can learn it. But those who truly make it a spiritual endeavor from the very beginning are going to learn most effectively and most quickly.
And with that, I guess, have you seen... Do you have any experiences or stories, like individuals that you've seen who have gone through that experience, or you've seen them, you know, have that righteous desire?
You know, Melinda and I were in Africa last January, and we went to, I don't know, 10 or 12 literacy classes. The challenge in Africa is that you have all of these people who live in tribal settings, and they speak a tribal language that has never been written down. So they go from having learned something as a child that's purely vocal to then having to learn English or French, and they have to learn not only to speak it but also to write it. And when you're an adult, that's really, really hard. In fact, the United Nations has been working on that problem with experts for decades and made very little progress. As we talked with these people, some of them had had tremendous success. And the difference between those who had success and those who were still struggling tended to be that they used the Book of Mormon to help them learn, that they prayed diligently for help, and that they made it a spiritual endeavor. So we saw lots of those people in Africa. So I know it can be done.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm sure it was an experience to see these people who were... you know, it's hard because for us, you know, we grew up speaking English, but right. We have to learn, you know, for some people, maybe we can hear the tones or can't hear the tones. All of this kind of relates spiritually. as we were trying to learn from the Holy Ghost. And that's what I got from your address when I was reading your devotional. Is a lot how can we learn and grow and have these experiences that we need to help us decide. So I guess if you could tell students the best ingredients, or I guess the step process of how to make something.
This formula.
Yeah, your formula for a spiritual endeavor.
I think the first thing you have to do is you have to just recognize that all truth is going to come from the Holy Ghost or from the light of Christ, right? And then so you recognize that you got to rely upon God. All knowledge comes from, all truth comes from Him. And so that sets you off on the right path. When I was trying to learn to play the piano, I didn't know that. When I was trying to learn Mandarin, I didn't know that. When I started to learn Spanish, I had an idea about that, and that made it easier. The second thing is there's a law upon which every blessing is predicated. And since learning truth is a blessing, you got to obey those laws. So do the work, figure out what the laws are, pray diligently. One of the things that was kind of an aha moment for me was when I realized that I could pray to know the laws upon which I could receive a blessing. And so President Nelson has talked about this. When he was developing the heart-lung machine on the team that developed that, he recognized that there were certain laws that if they obeyed, it would work. And so my understanding is they would pray, at least he would pray, to know the laws that they needed to obey. So you can do the same thing. And then, you know, there's other things that you can do, repent, go to the temple, do the extra things that bring the Spirit into your life. But I think it really boils down to recognize it's a spiritual endeavor, do the work, and then go to Heavenly Father for help and for strength to persist through the hard times.
Yeah, definitely. That's a good recipe. I think that's what students are going to need to hear. Is there anything else like you guys want to share with the students, or anything that you might not get the chance to devotional that you feel like could help them?
Do you want to talk about just diligence in terms of getting things done and being a good student? You were one of the best people I knew at obeying those laws.
I'll share an experience that I had when I was in medical school. So my first year of medical school was really hard. It was a lot of work. I'd been a really good student, and I was disciplined, and I knew how to study. And so I had done well in undergraduate, and I got to medical school. And just the sheer number of pages that they wanted us to read was more than I could get through. And so I literally studied all the time, every chance I could. I always took off from midnight Saturday night to midnight Sunday night. But other than that, unless I was sleeping, eating, I was probably studying. And it was really uncomfortable situation for me because I would go into tests knowing that I didn't know all the information because I couldn't get through all the information. And frankly, it wasn't really very fun. I would say to myself all the time, you chose to do this, you're paying hundreds of thousands of dollars to do this, you know, you should like it. But anyway, after that first year, Brian and I were talking, and he shared an experience that he had, that a friend had shared with him. This friend was in school we were both in graduate school, and he was in his program, and he had a lot on his plate. He was in a bishopric, and he had children, and, you know, he was worried all the time about whether he was going to do well in graduate school. And in their graduate school, each day, one student would be called on to lead the discussion in the class. And a major part of your grade was based on how well you did in leading that discussion.
Yeah, 50%.
And he was so fearful that he would be called on a day that he wasn't prepared simply because he couldn't keep up with all of his responsibilities. And he was talking to his father, and his father said, well, you just need to have more faith. You need to believe that the Lord is going to help you to do as well as you need to do for the work that he has for you. And so Brian shared that with me, and I thought, I need to do that. My life's very out of balance. You know, I'm not really happy. I'm doing what I want to do, but I don't really like doing it because it's all study, and I never have time to relax. I don't have enough time to spend with my husband. I do my visiting teaching, but I don't do it very well. You know, I just was very unbalanced. So I prayed about how much time I should be spending studying, and that would, in such a way that it would allow me to focus on the other important things in life. And so I got the answer that I needed, and it was significantly less. It was probably 50% of what I had been studying before. And the amazing thing was, in my school, my medical school was pass-fail, so you really just needed to pass. And my first year, on almost every single test that we took, I got the class average. If the class average was 90, I got class average. If the class average was 60, I got the class average. In my second year, doing half the study, exactly the same thing happened. Whatever the class average was, I got the class average. And it didn't have to turn out that way. I could have, you know, my faith was that I would do as well as I needed to do. And the Lord, you know, I could have done less well, and it still would have been as well as I needed to for the works that he had for me. But I think the Lord wanted to say, and he's taught me this lesson a lot, you can do it all on your own, or I can help you, and I'll help you if you'll let me. So that was a really valuable lesson for me to learn.
Yeah, I think that was a great lesson, and I think it can be very helpful for many people, particularly for people who are perfectionists. There are some who don't put in enough effort, so it's a balance. But for those who literally think they have to do it all on their own, that is a tremendous help.
And the key was, I prayed about it. I tried to know how much I needed to study.
Right.
I didn't just say, well, I'm going to do less because it's...
And you were very diligent. It was a certain number of hours every mm-hmm. day and more on weekends, and you kept to that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I love that. I think students need to hear that. I think that this will be a great devotional, and I think that for us to learn what it takes to really succeed in what we're trying to do and to build the kingdom of God and build our own, you know, careers and paths that we're trying to take. So thank you so much for sharing that story. I appreciate it. You guys are awesome. I think you're going to do great. Again, that was Brother Brian K. Ashton and his wife, Sister Ashton, and we're grateful for having you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to be with you.